From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Well, it's been a lot of information this hour, and definitely some new things I learned in doing the show prep. Final thing, we were talking, you'd mentioned when they're putting the mining structure, and you say they put it on a ship, so where does this originally come from?
Well, Italy, France, Turkey, Mexico, Chile is where all your stones come from, most of them.
We don't have a lot of stone in our soil here.
There is in Colorado, Minnesota, back east, but they use that a lot for different products than flooring.
Than flooring. One thing we do have is flagstone. You ever been to Ash Fork?
Yes.
That flagstone capital of the world, I think that's what the town says. And you go on the business route where the train tracks go. I mean, it's one flagstone company after the next. I mean, it's like, how can all these companies be in business right there? I mean, it's all shipped out from right there.
Right.
Slate City, they call it.
What are we talking, switching back to porcelain and ceramic, what are we looking at cost for install there?
You can start at about $4.50 to $5 a square foot for a good grade of tile if you're not wanting to use a real busy pattern, things like that. As you step up quality-wise, you'll get a more dense product, again, oftentimes something with two or three different shapes to it so you can make a pattern on the floor, things like that. And then keep in mind that if you do a glazed tile, you don't need to do a sealer mandatory on the grout. If you do a natural stone, whether it's travertine or marble or limestone, you definitely need to do a sealer. And I recommend doing a sealer the first time with a professional, and then maintaining it after that on your own could be a doable thing, but I recommend doing it professionally the first time.
And we talked about vertical application a little earlier. Kelly mentioned the polished travertines are better for your backsplashes. And are these products okay for vertical application as well, or are they too slick that in a shower they'd be too much of a slip hazard?
On the floor of the shower, absolutely. But on a wall, you want it slick so it's easy to clean. On a shower floor, you need a smaller tile for drainage as well as traction on your feet when you're wet as well.
And Vaughn, take the next minute and just tell us a little bit about your history and background.
Goodness, I started in 1984 as a carpet mill rep for a company out of Georgia. And in just a short while, I realized that was not the best thing for my family because I was on the road, you know, half the month. So I had just finished college and went to work with a local guy, and that lasted just a short while. And so I said, I'm not too impressed with his ethics and things, so I'm going to just start on my own. And I said, all I can do is make honest mistakes until I can figure it out. And that was in 1984. And we've grown.
Have you figured it out yet?
There's something new every month, I'm telling you. I learn things all the time. But it's been a great ride. I've had most of my lead guys on my crews, tile guys and carpet guys, have been with me for 25-plus years. So I've been really blessed to have great crews work for me.
Vaughn Payne, East Valley Floorings. Your showroom is?
509 East Chicago Circle in downtown Chandler. We're open by appointment. We also do in-home estimates just like the Hopmans do.
Very good, and the Hopmans are right here with us as well. Larry Hopman is Rosie's, you've heard Rosie mention before, met prior to getting married. Their work relationship goes back 30 years, and passing it on to the next generation. Kelly, thanks for coming and keeping your dad straight this morning. It's a tough job keeping our old men straight, isn't it?
I try to do my best.
And of course, I only say that while Rosie's on a little getaway.
Yeah, we've been in business for over 40 years. My dad, Larry, started the business in 1974, and we work throughout the valley. We do all floor coverings. We do, like we talked about last week, carpeting. Today we're talking about tile and stone. We also do wood floors, mud set showers, tub surrounds, and backsplashes. So if you have any questions in regard to flooring, we can help you with that. We we're located in Glendale, but we do work throughout the valley, and you can give us a call at 602-274-1772.
Thank you both for being with us today. And next Saturday, it is off to the Maricopa County Fairgrounds for the Big Home Show, 19th Avenue in McDowell. Come by and see us there. I just realized I was supposed to give away 15 tickets for that. So let's just do this. Find us on Facebook, rosieonthehouse.com, Facebook/rosieonthehouse, and weekly newsletter. We'll figure out a way to digitally distribute those to attendees for next week. We'll be there covering four easy repairs for do-it-yourselfers. So it'll be all about doing things hands-on and personally. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Rosie will be back next Saturday at the fairgrounds. He had his own Sanderson Ford staycation. Literally, Sanderson Ford took him, sweet Jennifer, Tim and Willie, and a few others up to Sedona. Had a nice breakfast. They got on the Sanderson Tom car, the meanest off-road machine this world has ever seen. And they've been on a four-hour cruise. We actually had Rosie on the phone for a very short period of time as he was traveling through the base of the Red Rocks. Gorgeous backdrop for this event, but it dropped. So he decided he was having too much fun, or the cell signal dropped, or he maybe he just dropped his phone.
Maybe he's on the way to the hospital.
Maybe he's on his way to the hospital. But one way or the other, he'll be back next Saturday. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. We're just reaching our 25th anniversary, so it is an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. We appreciate you making it part of yours. It's Rosie on the House, and if you've learned anything or this has helped you, we always like to encourage you to continue to pass that on down to the next person. Help find somebody who needs help and encouragement this week, and do it. Happy trails to you this week. See you next Saturday.
Happy trails to you until